Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office reports that a vehicle wanted in connection with a shooting incident in Redway last week has been found. The gray Dodge pickup truck was located off a dirt road in the Alder Point area. Deputies had to reach the location on foot due to the poor condition of the road, and a tree had been felled across the roadway in an apparent attempt to block access. The truck was towed from the scene and stored as evidence in the attempted murder investigation. The truck was described by witnesses as being involved in the shooting incident that left the 41-year-old victim lying alongside Whitmore Avenue in Redway. The suspects were able to flee the scene, and no one has been identified by investigators. Five people have been arrested and booked into county jail in connection with the suspected murder of 20-year-old Tyson Claros in Manila last week. Last week, detectives arrested 22-year-old Cesar Valenzuela Campos and 18-year-old Tamara Thompson. Over the weekend, a third suspect, Brandon Mitchell, turned himself in, and on Sunday evening, the last two suspects, 21-year-old Hector Godoy Stanley and 18-year-old Catherine Fodi, also turned themselves in. All five were booked on suspicion of homicide with bail set at $1 million. The District Attorney's Office has charged James Merrick with homicide, along with felony DUI charges for his actions last Wednesday night. Merrick was allegedly behind the wheel of his pickup truck when he struck a juvenile female who was walking along Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The girl suffered fatal injuries, and Merrick, who had tried to flee the scene on foot, was prevented from doing so by witnesses nearby. Merrick was on probation from a previous DUI conviction from March of last year. He'll be back in court on January 3rd for a hearing. State Senators Mike McGuire and Scott Wiener have introduced a bill that would require that any future candidate for president or vice president must make their tax returns available to the public to be eligible to have their name appear on the California ballot. McGuire said in a statement that transparency is a nonpartisan issue. Voters deserve full disclosure of their future leaders' tax returns, and they should be entitled to them. The bill is a direct response to the refusal of President-elect Donald Trump to release his tax information that flew in the face of decades of presidential candidates having done so voluntarily. County residents interested in obtaining county permits for the cultivation of medical marijuana have until December 31st to get their applications into the Planning and Building Department. If you do not apply for a cultivation permit by the deadline, you won't be able to obtain one until the county completes its environmental impact report sometime next year. For more information, contact the Planning Department. Highway 299 will be closed to through traffic near Big French Creek into the new year, says Caltrans. The two slides that closed the highway on the 5th left more than 100,000 cubic yards of debris on the roadway, with the threat of even more on the hillside coming down. Caltrans will construct a temporary roadway to allow for one-way controlled traffic. That work isn't expected to be finished until January the 8th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sirens wailed and the emergency lights flashed as a convoy of emergency vehicles from the Eureka Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, Humboldt Bay Fire, and the Transit Authority made its way to Target earlier today for the third annual Eureka Police Department's Shop with a Cop event. Police and other emergency personnel teamed up with more than 50 kids and their families for the trip, and Target provided the shoppers with discounts on items. EPD coordinated with the Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and Betty Chin for the event, one that is paid for by donations from local businesses, service groups, and private individuals. Fortuna Mayor Sue Long will swing the gavel at city council meetings for another 2 years after she was re-elected as mayor by the council last night. Mayor Pro Tem Tammy Trent was re-elected to her position as well after city council members Doug Strahl, Linda Gardner, and Tiara Brown had their say. There will be horse racing at the Humboldt County Fair next year after the California Horse Racing Board assigned the final race days of the year to the fair. General Manager Richard Conway said that the fair can hold race days between August 22nd and September 4th, and now the fair board will discuss the matter and decide which days will be race days. Conway said that the popular junior livestock show and auction that earned more than $700,000 last year may be moved up to the first week of the fair to avoid any conflicts with the opening of the school year. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.